You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I always do. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. And you need good car insurance when you're in Atlanta. And I know that our next guest, Mike Johnson, can tell us that. He's one of those Alabama champions, college football insider, and he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Mike, you know that. You need good insurance here in Atlanta.
It's always a mess, dude. It's always a mess trying to get around that town. I tell you right really? Now, it's going to be the death of me, man. I'm telling you right now, I have to look at all my options on the table. But I love living there, but goodness gracious, man, it's always something on them roads.
It really is. I mean, there's something going on at all times, I mean, doing that. The Crimson Tide with a weekend off, and you see all the other teams that are at the top of the polls. Which ones of those teams scare you the most, or cause you the most concern if you're an Alabama man?
Well, I think first you have to look down the schedule and understand that LSU, that matchup they're going to have here in a couple of weeks is just something that I think is scary for a lot of Bama fans, because for the longest time, and you know this as well as I do, LSU just hasn't been able to keep up offensively. It's always been about their running game, and Nick Saban's as good as anybody at saying, you know, okay, whatever you do well, we're going to take that away. I mean, it was that way with Darius Geis, Leonard Fournette. Well, now it seems to be evening out down there in Baton Rouge, and I think that, you know, a lot of the Bama fans, I think, feel a little bit uneasy about that game now, because you look at the back end, you look at the secondary with Grant Delpit and some of the guys they're going to have man-to-man coverage. They can match up relatively well with Bama's wide receivers. And I think that when you look at the matchups, particularly on the lines of scrimmage, they've got an offensive line that right now I'd say is better than Bama's defensive line in front seven. And I think that makes me a little bit uneasy about that game. And I know it's going to be a difficult game for Joe Burrow in that setting, but they're a team that athletically, you go back the last decade or two decades, always since Saban was down there, that athletically they can get it done. Talent-wise, they can get it done. It's always been schematically that you haven't really worried about them for the last 7 or 8 years. I don't think that's the case this year. It seems to me like they've got a lot of things figured out. So as a Bama guy, you look at that next one on the schedule, at least big matchups, and I think that one's pretty scary.
Got to tell you, Mike, that I've been wrong about a lot of things in my broadcast career, plenty of them. I was so wrong on the hiring of Ed Orgeron. I thought it was a clown hire. I may have even used those words. I thought that they settled. I thought he was all sizzle, no steak. He's completely proven me wrong. And I try to say as often as possible how stupid I was about my assessment of what Ed Orgeron's done, because I feel guilty about it. I gave the man no shot to succeed there, and he's doing more than succeed.
Well, he's made the right hires. I think any head coach.
That's part of it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's made the right hires. He's made the right moves. He's been able to keep a lot of that talent in state down at in Louisiana, which we know that there's a ton of talent. I'm with you. I mean, when that hire was made, I went back to when I was playing his teams when he was Ole Miss head coach and just thinking how sloppy they were, how ill-prepared they were. I mean, I'm kind of with you that I didn't go that hard and say that it's just an awful hire, but I just couldn't really believe. I felt like he kind of backed them into the corner. And there wasn't a lot of, you know, there wasn't a lot else out there. I mean, everybody remembers the Thanksgiving debacle where they were announcing that Jimbo Fisher was going to be coming to LSU.
Right.
That didn't end up happening. So it felt to me like a little bit of a backup plan and like they had him backed into a corner or he had them backed into a corner. But I'm with you. I mean, it turned out to be a good thing. He's made all the right moves. He's obviously brought in Brady, the passing game coordinator, and he's really been able to spark that football team. So let's see how they do down the stretch. But I'm telling you right now, just from what I've seen from them, athleticism out wide, big guys, on the offensive line that have played a ton of snaps, and Joe Burrow just looks like a world beater. So that they, if you're a LSU fan right now, you should be really excited.
Who do you expect? Mike Johnson, Bama Insider, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show, champion himself here on CBS Sports Radio. Who do you expect to see in Atlanta from the Eastern Division in the SEC title game?
Well, obviously, you and I both being in Atlanta, that conversation starts and ends with Georgia right now. But I think Florida really showed something yesterday. And honestly, I've been pretty impressed with Florida's offensive line. I didn't think I would be when Juwan Taylor, Martez, Ivies, when those guys exit the picture last year. Really, they're only returning one starter at Florida on the offensive line. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a work in progress. I think they've been actually pretty good. I mean, they've had, obviously a couple different quarterbacks. I think Kyle Trask has his own ups and downs. But the conversation always starts with me when you're going against a Kirby Smart defense. How good is the offensive line? And I think yesterday they looked like they're a group that can compete in the East. But if it's not Florida, it's nobody. And, listen, I think Georgia's beat, 15 straight SEC East teams?
Yes.
Dating back 2 years ago to the Florida-Georgia game. So, Georgia is a team to me that when they're on their game, they're just nearly impossible to beat. You look at that offensive line, I think, maybe 4 or 5-star guys on that offensive line up front for them. With the speed they have at tailback and Jake Fromm not turning the ball over, boy, oh boy, it's going to be tough for me to picture anybody beating them. But I think Florida will bring a better game, this time around than they had the last few years, maybe. And, I think that could be an interesting race down the stretch because I think Florida's starting to get to a point where who's going to beat them the rest of the way. I think that's the conversation you have to have.
Do you think Clemson would be in trouble facing an Oklahoma? Clemson in trouble facing an Ohio State? Or do you believe maybe they just have that an easy road in the ACC and they just haven't found a way to play their best ball yet?
I'm going to try not to get too far ahead of myself, but I think Clemson would be in trouble facing a lot of the top 10 teams. I love what Trevor Lawrence is. Everybody celebrates Trevor Lawrence. I just don't think that he's been that dominant. I don't think he's made all the correct decisions he has in the past. When you add that to the fact that the defensive line not nearly what they were in years past, I don't think it's an easy road for Clemson at all. And the fact of the matter is that league is so weak that if they don't run the table, you're looking at a group that really doesn't have the resume to even get in my opinion. But, they're Clemson. They were the number one team coming into the year. They're going to get most of the benefit of the doubt. Jalen Hurts in Oklahoma, Justin Fields in Ohio State, absolutely. If I was a Clemson fan matching up with them, I mean, I even go down to say a Notre Dame that played Georgia, Kincaid. I mean, I think Notre Dame, the way they played against Georgia, I think they might have beaten Clemson on a night like that. I think they played that well and showed that much speed. So Clemson has not impressed me at all this year, and hopefully they can get it back together. I just haven't seen it so far.
I'm telling you, there's so much going on. Mike, I always appreciate it, and I hope you hope to cross paths somewhere in perimeter area.
At one of those lunch lines.
All right, buddy. Take care, Mike.
Always good to talk to you. Yep.
See you, man.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy.
Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.